Holy Communion by St. Peter Julian Aimard. Continuing Chapter 31, The Life of Union with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit prays in us and for us. Prayer is all holiness, at least in principle, since it is the channel of all graces. Now the Holy Spirit is in the soul that prays. Himself asketh for us with unspeakable groanings. He has elevated our soul to union with our Lord. He is also the priest, offering to God the Father, on the altar of our heart, the sacrifice of our thoughts and our praises. He shows God our needs, our weaknesses, our miseries. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus prays in us, and our prayer, by union with His, becomes all-powerful. You are the true temple of the Holy Ghost, and a temple, remember, is a house of prayer. Pray then unceasingly, but in union with the divine priest of the temple. Others can tell you how to pray, but the Holy Spirit alone will give you fervor and happiness in prayer. Directors are only chamberlains who stand at the door of our heart. The Holy Spirit alone dwells in it. In order to make it happy, He must enter into every part of it. So pray with Him. He will teach you all truth. The third operation of the Holy Ghost is to mold us to the virtues of Jesus Christ, for which purpose He gives us knowledge of them. Understanding of the virtues of Jesus is a great grace, for they have two aspects. Their first aspect, the side of extreme suffering, repels and shocks. From the natural point of view, the world is right not to love them. Even the most attractive virtues, like mildness and humility, are very hard for our nature to practice. It is not easy to remain tranquil in the face of insult, and I can easily understand that without faith, people should find the Christian virtues repellent. But the Holy Ghost shows us the other aspect of the virtues of Jesus Christ. His grace and sweetness and unction open for us the bitter shell of virtue, and we find within the sweetness of honey. Indeed, the purest glory. Then we are astonished that the cross is so sweet. Instead of finding humiliation and suffering in sacrifice, we see therein only the love of God, His glory and ours. As the result of sin, the virtues have become painful to us. We shrink from them because they mean humiliation and suffering. But the Holy Spirit teaches us that Jesus Christ, by practicing them first, gave to them nobility and glory. He says to us, "You do not want to be humiliated, so be it then. But be like Jesus. That will not be lowering yourself. It will be exalting yourself. To resemble Jesus is to be ennobled. The rags of poverty then become a kingly robe, because Jesus Christ first wore them. Humiliation is an honor, suffering a joy, because Jesus Christ has placed in them true honor and true joy." But only the Holy Spirit teaches us to know the virtues under this aspect, showing us their pure gold hidden in the rocks and mud of the mine. It is lack of this perception that causes so many to leave the path of perfection. They see only the unattractive exterior of the virtues of Jesus and do not discover their hidden glories. To this intimate and supernatural knowledge of the virtues, the Holy Ghost adds a special aptitude in their practice, giving us such ease and skill therein that we might think ourselves born for them. They become almost second nature to us. He gives us a divine instinct for them. Each soul receives an aptitude that corresponds to its vocation. As for us who are called to adoration, the Holy Spirit makes us adore in spirit and in truth. He prays in us, and we pray in Him. He is above all the teacher of adoration. He it was who gave to the apostles the force and the spirit of prayer. He is called the Spirit of grace and prayer. Then let us unite with Him. Since Pentecost, He has hovered over the church, and He dwells in each one of us to teach us to pray, to form us on the model of Jesus Christ, and to make us like to Him in every way, so that one day we may be united to Him in His unveiled glory. Chapter 32. The Life of the True Servant. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. Psalm 119, verse 125. Our Lord loved me and gave Himself to me. Then in all justice, I must belong to Him. I must belong to Him just as He belongs to His divine Father. For it was in order to be an example to us, to impart His virtues to us, and to let us share His own life, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that He now comes to us in holy communion. Now the Heavenly Father gave to Jesus the name of servant. This my just servant shall justify many. In the Psalms, David, speaking in the person of our Lord, says to God, I am thy servant, and the son of thy handmaid. But what are the marks of a good servant? They are three. First, he is always near his master and at his disposition. Second, he obeys all his commands promptly and affectionately. Third, he works only for his master's glory. Our Lord, during his life, brought these three qualities of the good servant to their highest perfection. He was always near his Father, with his Father. Without interruption, his spirit contemplated him, adored his truth, beheld his beauty. His soul, enjoying the beatific vision, could not tear itself away from the sight of God. Therefore, our Lord addresses his Father in the Holy Gospel as if constantly beholding him. And he said two things which reveal this mystery. The Son cannot do anything of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing. Therefore, he contemplated his Father always, that he might think, speak, and act like him. The second thing he said was this, The Father who abideth in me, he doth the works. This shows that there was wont to be intercourse at every moment between our Lord and his heavenly Father. Again in another place we find, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert. He was therefore attentive and obedient to the direction of the Holy Ghost. Well then, our place is beside our Lord. Like Him, we must wait upon the commands of God, have our eyes on Him, ready to go on His service at the first sign. As the eyes of servants are on the hands of their masters, so are our eyes unto the Lord our God. That is what all the saints did, both of the old law and the new. Noah walked with God. Therefore it is possible, and besides, it is necessary. Walk before me and be perfect, God said to Abraham. Perhaps you will say, But it was easy for Mary and our Lord, and it is easy for the angels to be always in God's presence. For us it is hard and costs a struggle. True it is that for Jesus, his mother, and the angels, the sight of God is pure delight, from which nothing can distract them. But do we not have God's grace? Besides, it is by our heart that we keep near our Lord. And for the loving heart to be with the one beloved is no hardship, but its greatest happiness. In spite of difficulties, therefore, we must arrive at the point where we live habitually and in all our faculties near to the Savior. All our Lord did was to carry out faithfully the actions his Father specified and showed him to do, accomplishing his will in all things. He was, as it were, simply an echo, a perceptible and human reproduction of the Father's divine thought and word and deed. I, in turn, am to copy our Lord, obey him, do whatever is his will each moment in the exercise of one virtue or another. I am to hold myself ready to give obedience to him, both in my soul and in outward acts, as he demands them. I am to make his thought and desire my inspiration, consenting to them with love and with fidelity. But let us remember that our Lord wishes above all to act within us, in our soul, much more than in external works, to act in us and on us. Jesus Christ works only for the glory of his Father, refusing all praise and honor given to himself as man. Why callest thou me good? I seek not my own glory. The good servant seeks only his master's welfare, works for his interests much more than for his own. This is true delicacy of service. Then I must seek only the interests of our Lord, my master. I must work solely to make his grace and his gifts bear fruit for his greater glory. This has been taken from Holy Communion by St. Peter Julian Aimard. This and other books by St. Peter Julian Aimard, the Apostle of the Eucharist, are available through MMR Publishing. Call toll-free 877-395-2320.